Heart Man, written by M.P. Wright and read by Ben Onwukwe.
The muscular man who stank of three-day-old sweat and stale booze led her by the hand, blindfolded and barefoot, down the 12 cold, flaking sandstone steps, which she slowly counted in her head, one by one, until she reached solid ground again. Her head felt light, her limbs weak, and she struggled to remain upright, fighting the overpowering drowsiness that had enveloped her body. It was only when she felt the man's large thumb lift her chin ever so slightly that she was brought back from the drug-induced limbo that had subdued her. His touch had reawakened her, back to the fear, a return to the terror. It was earlier that evening when her introduction to the heavy-set white man had been made while she stood in the crowded room amongst the many drunken party revelers. Shortly afterwards, she had been escorted outside and into the back seat of a large, expensive-looking silver car. The man had got in beside her and caressed the side of her cheek with his pale, thick knuckles before tying a crimson silk scarf across her eyes. This was when the fear had taken hold of her, deep into the pit of her stomach. She had panicked and pushed herself forward, her right hand reaching out towards the car door handle, but her futile attempt to escape was suppressed by the man's strength as his forearm slammed her back and a seatbelt was drawn tightly across her chest. This had been the point that mind, body, and spirit had given way to the narcotic flowing through her body. The car had pulled away slowly, and she had begun to feel a strange, serene sense of calmness enter her being. The drug that had been slipped into her drink earlier that evening was now beginning to take the edge of the unknown horror she'd become immersed in, and it had begun to dampen her ability to think coherently. Slumped back and cushioned by the plush leather upholstery, the man had rested her hand in the flat of his palm, and he rhythmically stroked the back of it with icy fingers, which had increased the calmness inside her and her need to sleep. As the effects of the drug took a greater hold upon her, she had calmed, no longer able to resist, with no wish to fight. It was then that the nightmare had receded from her subconscious, and a gentle feeling of being rocked to sleep had falsely offered her the solace of safety and comfort as she dreamt of gently swaying to and fro in her mother's arms, just as she had done in the hospital after she had contracted rubella as a child. The high fever and inflammation around her brain had burnt through her tiny body and had ultimately taken her hearing from her. But it was her subsequent muteness, which developed during the months of distressing recovery, that had caused her the greatest agony, unable to speak, to laugh, to... A violent slap from her captor across her left cheek had brought her from the warm, protective embrace of her mother back into the land of the living again. Her brain felt as if it was being knocked from side to side in her skull, as bright red, blue, and green spots flashed and jumped in front of her eyes behind the blindfold. Her knees began to buckle, but the muscular man gripped at her upper arm. The pressure of the tight hold he had applied to stop her falling to the floor sent a shockwave of pain throughout her upper body and reaffirmed the harsh reality of her situation.